Each one of us have the opportunity to live a happy life or an unhappy life. All we have to do is look at our pets to see how easy that is. When our pets get what they want, they're happy. When they don't get what they want, then they're happy. They just sit back and relax. Right, Rex? And we have a little yodeling doll here that sings and has a very happy voice to it. And just pull. And and this yodely doll came from Dodo, who is a friend of Irene, and it sounds exactly like Irene singing. Of course, it's a little ground squirrel or something, whatever it is, and chipmunk, perhaps, that's what it is. And it's singing to us here. And Rex thinks that that's just the greatest thing in the world, don't you, son? And he thinks that he should certainly have an opportunity to play with it. But like children, they don't know their own strength. And if Rex were to play with it, he's been checking it and loving it and kissing it, and then one little bite from him, and poof, the thing would fall all apart. This is how our life is. One little bite, and we fall all apart. Now, how do we put our life together and take care of things in a harmonious way so that everything is in divine order? We take care of our life and take care of it so that everything's in divine order by having happy thoughts about ourselves. How can we have happy thoughts about ourselves? Where do they come from? Well, they come right out of our heart. They come right out of our soul. They come right out of our being. The biggest problem in having happy thoughts is that we think that we have to be aware of what's going on in the world. We were talking this morning how Anita doesn't give a hoot and holler in hell about us. She's here on campus and has a great time, and then she says, bye, I'm back to New Zealand. And she goes back to New Zealand, and she doesn't think about us at all. She just thinks about what she's going to do in New Zealand. She doesn't realize that we're sitting here on pins and needles waiting to hear from her. And she goes off to that other dimension. And she's on that other dimension just having a ball. And she's doing all the neat things that she does in New Zealand. And then, next thing you know, her mommy is having a wedding party for herself. And she says, sweetheart, come to my wedding party. I want you to perform my wedding. And Anita says, wow! And she forgets all about New Zealand just like that, as though New Zealand never existed. And whoosh, off she goes to Switzerland and right into, what city, Ebmetingen. And there's mommy and her wonderful suitor. And Anita says, well, since I'm your minister, I'm going to have to counsel with you about marriage. And they said, you, our daughter, counsel with us about marriage? Mother, I'm your minister. And so Anita says to them, sit down, have a cup of coffee. So they're sitting there. And Anita says, now, I'm not going to be with you always. I'm going back to New Zealand. You know, I'm off on other dimensions. But while I'm here, I want you to realize that this is your life. And you're to make the most out of it. You think that your life was before when you had us as kids and stuff like that. But that was just another dimension that you're on. Now you're stepping into a new dimension where it's the two of you. And yes, your kids are still around. They're still giving you all sorts of happiness. But you are giving each other happiness now. You are one with each other, and you're living a happy, joyful, harmonious life. You're living on that dimension. And so with this, I now pronounce you man and wife. Anita jumps on an airplane and flies back to Australia. And she is having time there. Whoops, I'm in the wrong country. I'm supposed to be in New Zealand. And so then she jumps from Australia to New Zealand. I made a mistake. I stopped at the wrong place. You know, sometimes we do that. In our dimension hopping, we stop at the wrong place. And then when we stop at the wrong place, what happens to us? Well, we just sort of look around and live there for a while, and then we go to where we belong. Now, where do you belong? On what dimension do you belong? On what dimension do you want to live? We were saying that dimensions are just as simple as going into town and going shopping. You're on another dimension when you go in town and go shopping. You're on another dimension when you are having a party. You're on another dimension? That's right. Another level of consciousness. Dimension is a level of consciousness. And so you're on this other level of consciousness. Can we go on these other levels of consciousness at our choice anytime? We can. Do we want to? No. We have the strangest, oddest attitude that anyone could ever imagine. We like to go backward. Heinz, remember when you were a kid? Ingmar, remember when you were a kid? Sylvia, were you ever a kid?
Huh? Still
Anita, huh?
Still am.
See, she hadn't even grown up. She's still back there in the kid zone. And you, are you, did you ever, you never left kid zone, did you? You and Sylvia, the same. And you, Mr. Rex, you're still a kid. Yes, December 4th is your second birthday. Yes, it is. And isn't that going to be wonderful? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, we are able to to these different dimensions and just have a ball and completely forget about whatever we were on the dimension before. Now, my loves, remember that. Remember that. It's very easy to do. Just to pop into other dimensions, whatever and however we like to. So, there's a song Walt Disney has, and if I remember the words, I'd sing it. Da 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 da. Have a little whistle. Have a little whistle. Remember? That's from Jiminy Cricket with Pinocchio. Pinocchio was having little troubles, and Jiminy Cricket would say, "When your troubles bother you, da 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 da, give a little whistle, give a little whistle, and they will be your gone as can be." Whatever. But you see, those are beautiful things, and it's true. Just give a little whistle and let it alone and move on to the next dimension. Now, we have just been enjoying a dimension of breakfast here in the Absolute Monastery. And as we sat around the table, we played a little game here. We pressed a little character here, and this little character, oh, I guess you press it. Woo! This little guy is singing yodelio, and he has his skateboards on his feet, and he's just having fun. And he's wearing his nightcap, and he's wearing his scarf. And Rex looks at him and says, "I think that's a nice guy." Yes. And he's just giving him all the loving attention he can. But that's another dimension. Then I take this little guy away from Rex, and I put him on the table, and I pet Rex, or Anita's petting Rex here, and he forgets all about it. It's as though the little guy never existed. You see? We move from dimension to dimension to dimension, having a ball. Now, when we can leave the past behind, or even yesterday, or even a minute ago behind, and live in the now, what fun we have. What a joy life is, without all the burdens of our thinking in the past. Our thinking in the past might have been, oh, I got to pay bills, I got this problem, that problem, these things to worry about, and poof, they're gone. And you say, "Herb, that's not responsible." Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Just imagine, you go crazy, and people say you're not responsible anymore. Oh, big deal, you know? So maybe we ought to all go crazy. We ought to all forget the past. But you know, crazy people, they only live in the now, and they're as happy as they can be. And intelligent people only live in the now. Successful people only live in the now. All children only live in the now. And lovers live in the now. You know about that, Heinz? Lovers only, you know about that, Nina? No, the rest of us, we don't know about that, but lovers live in the now. And isn't life wonderful? Think about that. With that, we'll say goodbye to Irene as she sings to us. Ho hee hi ho! I love you, I love you, I love you!